This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:17 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Chen Li. But in the meantime, let's parse the details of Malaysia's fourth quarter GDP. Last Friday, Bank Negara Malaysia unveiled the GDP for the last quarter of 2021. The figure of 3.6% quarterly growth was above Bloomberg consensus expectations and does show that the country has returned to expansion amid the easing of pandemic restrictions.
Notably, the central bank also remarked that growth will accelerate in 2022 in line with the vaccination booster program and also the reopening of borders. Government Tan Sri Nor Shamsia, however, warned that cost pressures from high inflation prices and supply chain issues will persist. She also cautioned that the premature withdrawal of the current monetary policy would be detrimental to the economy.
So is there any downside risk to the official GDP forecast of between 5.5 to 6.5% after the release of this key macroeconomic data? For some answers, we turn to Firdaus Rosli, Head of Economic Research at the Malaysian Rating Corporation Berhad, otherwise known as MARC. Firdaus, good morning. Now, real GDP for the fourth quarter of 2021 rebounded by 3.6%, which was actually higher than the Bloomberg consensus of 3.3%. And this also brought the full-year GDP growth for the year at 3.1%. What were the reasons for the full-year figure coming in lower than expectations?
Hi, good morning. Let me start. There are two answers here. Let me start with the first one. I think it was primarily due to the double dip Q&Q recession, where the Malaysian economy suffered four consecutive quarters of contraction from second quarter of 2020 all the way to first quarter of last year, and contracted again by 4.5% in the third quarter of 2021. So in retrospect, the third quarter of the past, in the past 2 years, were actually in contraction. Therefore, it was not easy to forecast the performance of the fourth quarter of last year. So there is a big variation here between the estimates and the official number in fourth quarter of last year, ranging from 3% all the way to 4.2%, which is, I think, rather a big gap from the actual performance that came in at 3.6%. So that's the first bit. The second bit is perhaps more importantly, forecasting during a pandemic is notoriously difficult. It is now a hybrid between econometrics and epidemiology. So there are two biggest assumptions that analysts cannot estimate correctly. Number one is the precise degree of mobility restrictiveness and the impact and its impact on the aggregate demand and supply. And secondly, the government response following the first assumption. So in our case, we also contend we have an additional complexity where we had a leadership change in the late August last year. So it's pretty much harder to predict what the sentiment like and what's the appetite like for the new government to proceed with recovery. So we at MARC Ratings projected that it was 3.3% for the full year, similar to the Bloomberg consensus. But the Bloomberg consensus was more on the fourth quarter rather than full year. But perhaps just we should perhaps ask ourselves why the 2021 numbers growth performance came in at 3% and not any other number. Mm-hmm. We started the forecast with 5.6% year-on-year growth way back in January last year, but had to subsequently trim our estimates according to the circumstances. So there are two glaring observations here. 2021 was pro-growth policies were primarily demand-driven. And secondly, the government did not spend as much as they should amid the supply restrictions.
Now, but there was some good news, though. I think one thing I noticed was that private consumption, which comprises a chunky 58% of the economy, did grow by a robust 3.7% year-on-year in the fourth quarter, compared to a contraction of 4.2% the previous quarter. But my worry is, do you think this momentum can continue in 2022 as the economy reopens? Or is the risk of a sudden surge in COVID cases that might actually crimp spending?
Yeah, Shaoning. My short answer is yes, simply because of basic facts. So all states have entered the final phase of the national recovery plan in January. So we can expect the growth numbers to be encouraging in the coming year. As long as there is no lockdown inside this year, which Prime Minister Ismail has given his word on this. So I think it's going to be good. But besides, the National Recovery Council also had agreed that the international borders, Malaysian borders, will be open starting March 1st, although it was just a proposal. But if you think about it, the decision suggests that the NRC think that COVID-19 no longer poses the same level of economic and health threat that we saw way back in 2020 and 2021. So we probably can see spike in cases as we are currently experiencing right now, but probably intended to signal something to the unvaccinated or the booster refusers lot rather than to everyone. So as I said earlier in my previous appearance on BFM, it's more right now it's more of a squeezing the balloon. So for as long as we, you know, ease the grip on the balloon, I think it will be positive numbers coming forward. But essentially, it is still the same balloon that we're talking about.
So looking ahead, does the recent release GDP change your outlook for growth in 2022? What are the new factors or risks that we should consider?
It's a yes, because against a more favorable backdrop in 2022, we at Mark Ratings expect GDP growth pace to come in at 5.7% for the year versus 5.5% earlier. But as you said, there are risks for Malaysia. I think for 2022, it will be largely externally driven, like the slowdown in key trading partners, most notably China, higher energy prices, which, if you think about it, can be a double-edged sword. The ongoing supply chain disruption that could pose another upside to inflation for Malaysia, the geopolitical tensions, Russia, Ukraine, Turkey, Iran nuclear deal, and the Fed liftoff as well, or maybe I should call it blastoff, who knows. But there are internal considerations as well, perhaps GE15. Inflation, maybe not so much, because it all depends on the rate of pass-through from the PPI to CPI throughout the year. But in any case, we're not entirely worried about the things that I've just said, but more about the black swans, all the things that we cannot see at this point in time.
And turning our attention to, I suppose, monetary policy, Bank Negara still expects the economy to stay on the recovery path, but warned that the balance of the risks are tilted towards the downside amid the pandemic. And I'm sure some of the factors that you mentioned are also very much in the minds of the governor. Does this suggest that the central bank will continue with this accommodative monetary stance? And what do you make of the potential rate hikes that we might or might not see this year?
I think just like everyone else, Bank Negara is also second-guessing the government's next policy move as COVID-19-related risks in all shapes and forms continue this year. We also expect that Bank Negara will only tighten its monetary policy in the second half, after the second half of this year, primarily because domestic demand has to gain more traction for Bank Negara to have more substantive kind of consideration to tighten its policy. But just look at the numbers. Despite the economic opening since the previous quarter, private consumption grew by only 5% in the fourth quarter, came in at merely 1.9% for the year. Private investment fared lower, in fact, worse in fourth quarter than in the third quarter. And then demand in 2021 was primarily government-led. In fact, if you look at the numbers, Public consumption in 2021 on a year-on-year basis was the highest since 2011. So as it stands, the economy is not spending nor investing as much as it should. So if you take away public spending, the Malaysian economy would barely move an inch. So just for the record, gross national savings have gone up from 24.5% in 2020 to 26.5% last year. So there are two questions in mind. One, is this the real life paradox of thrift, where a lot of people would save rather than spend? I don't know, but it does seem very much like it. But secondly, apart from the epidemiological perspective, what are the lockdown economic lessons that we can take from 2020 and 2021? I can name a few, but that's probably a topic for another day.
Firdaus, one question on inflation, though. You've suggested that it's relatively benign. But if we look at global banks around the world, they've all been forced to be more hawkish. They've effectively killed the dove due to rising inflationary pressure. Yet in Malaysia, the Ministry of Finance is only forecasting a rate of 2.5% for inflation. Is this figure severely underestimated?
Actually, Sheldon, for context, Mark Ratings forecast that the average monthly headline inflation rate in 2022 to come in at 2.3%.
You obviously don't do the shopping, Firdaus.
Yeah. I've been saving for better days. But we expect PPI to subside in the coming months. But producers would probably transfer the high production cost to consumers amid worsening profit margins. But as I mentioned earlier, Charlene, it all depends on the rate of such a transfer from producer to consumer. Besides, as we inch closer to GE15, it is highly likely that the government will push for price stability for now. So we can expect retail oil prices to maintain at 2.05, toll hike postponement to continue, subsidy is going to get a boost, and also aggressive price control actions as well. So all in all, we only think that inflation could go up in four scenarios. Number one, if strict lockdowns were to be reinstated in 2021, which is unlikely. Secondly, if the government decides to remove the retail oil cap prematurely, which is also unlikely. So it all because of these two things. Number one, if OPR were to rise unexpectedly due to external factors or cost-push inflation, I mean, supply bottlenecks to continue. So out of these four, yeah, 2-2. So you know what? Just enjoy the ride for the year.
All right, Firdaus, thanks very much for taking the time to speak to us this morning. That was Firdaus Rosli, Head of Economic Research at Mark, giving us his outlook for the Malaysian economy this year.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.